What is up, After Buzzers? Happy Halloween. We are so excited to be talking all about the special This Is Us Halloween episode, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I got you, babe. Ooh. I got you, babe. Aww.
I love being in the middle.
I get so much love, right? Of course we had to have Sunny and Cher. Jack and Rebecca were killing it in those outfits.
I mean, Jack was a very good Sunny.
Yes, but I'm sorry, Mandy Moore looked hot
fire.
Her Cher costume.
That was couple goals for costuming,
right?
All the way.
Yes. I mean, always. I love all the couple goals. But thank you guys so much for joining us on your Halloween evening for This Is Us After Show. My name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz. I'm so sorry. They're making me laugh over here.
It's been that kind of a night.
Yes. You guys take it away. Hey, I can't.
Hi, everybody. I'm Erica Shannon, and you can find me on Twitter at Miss Airy Baby.
Yes. And we got snorts in the house. I am back. No, I'm just kidding. So Lena's doing the Halloween thing.
She's working tonight.
She's working. So I'm Becky Sotero, filling in for the beautiful and talented Lena. You can find me at Becky Sotero on all social media.
We're missing one of them.
Yeah, Keith.
We are.
Keith's gone, but he'll be back.
Oh, then there were three.
And then there were three. And then there were three. I feel like I
didn't use that.
The big three!
Yes.
I get really excited for that.
I don't know where I was going with that.
I don't know. Guys, I cried really hard in this episode. My
and you laughed. And you laughed
so hard.
So hard. For a good, what, minute and a half? Just nonstop.
So good.
It's do you so want to good. Start there?
Yes, just they so named her after a fan.
I'm a fan, but a bum.
You're not the only one. Randall's not the only one making fan jokes tonight, guys.
I'll stop pounding.
Becky over here.
So Randall and Beth have a baby.
Yes.
Which, yay, we already knew that they had little beautiful
not
girls.
A
not a surprise, right. But we get to see flashback of how that happened. But they named Tess after a fan.
Who would have thought, though? I mean, names
to name your child after a fan?
What's not me. What's interesting to me is on that paper, it said Tisana or Tisana.
Tisana.
We're going to say Tisana.
Zypher. Like, it could have, her name could have been Zypher.
Or, what was it? Guda? What was
Garuda.
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 Garuda. So she dodged a couple. She dodged a couple bullets
she
right there.
She did dodge a couple. Cypher or Garuda. Those are some hell of a names to be. Or, I mean, I do like Jasmine. She was going to be a Jasmine. But I don't feel like, after seeing Tess and knowing her as Tess for so long, I can't see her as a Jasmine.
It's like Kyle. Like, it wasn't working with Randall.
No, it doesn't
last
click
season.
With Kyle.
Yep.
Yeah, right. But why would you... I mean, I agree with changing his name. Mm-hmm. If we're talking flashbacks about why would you name your child... Your new child, the child that you're adopting after your dead child.
Because they were, I think at that point, they were just trying to put him...
In a place.
Mm-hmm. Fill him in. Yeah,
right.
To fill and replace, which they did talk about. I mean, yeah. What I loved about the Halloween episode was, number one, the costumes are fantastic. Mm. And the 20s, I can totally relate to.
20s, mm-hmm.
Right there, what definitely. Up. But I do, I did like seeing Randall and Rebecca's relationship.
He was so playful in this episode.
Yes.
from the top of the scene, mm-hmm. top of the show, he was so playful.
Yeah, but he was also having a hard time. We did get to see Randall a lot with the with his anxiety.
I was talking about Jack, but yes, yes, yes.
I was talking about Rebecca. Well, okay,
Randall.
Who do we want to talk about? Which one? Which relationship?
I mean, I think we should just start with Randall.
Yeah. Randall it is.
Yeah, Randall it is.
Unpack it.
Unpack it at all. Him and that damn fan. Excuse my French.
I mean, it's cute. I mean, we saw, obviously, the struggle of, like, and the anxiety of what, again, we see as anxiety, which is a parallel in this, you know, this show for him. But we saw his struggle, and I think it's more about not the fan, but that moment he had, that revelation he had. That's what I saw for that.
Yeah.
You know, for that moment.
And the interesting part for me about Randall in this episode was that he was trying to make things perfect before Tess got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he had to come to grips with the fact that it's just going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And that's what Garuda was saying in the store. He was like, or the baby will be born mm-hmm. and you'll have all the answers.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you can't predict, you can't know what's going to happen. And when Randall got the call, even, he was still like, mm-hmm. you know, it's not supposed to happen till tomorrow. Babies are on their yes. own schedule.
They're
going to
come when
times.
They're going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I'm ready to be born. And I guess she was born on Halloween.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
She's a Halloween baby.
Mm-hmm. Halloween. Well, again, we see the parallel when he was a kid, too. He had his yes. map and how structured he was. So, I mean, they're playing on that he needed to be broken out of his habits. Mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, he's very type A. And a mm-hmm. lot of people that are very, very successful and to the level of success that Randall does have, that we see even in his 20s, that he's at this level of success with the house and everything that he's been accomplishing, that they do have a lot of, like, they're very structured. If things don't go their way, mm-hmm. like, anxiety ridden.
Yeah.
So it was nice to see, because we saw him break down last season mm-hmm. With Kevin, but to see him and see where it all began, and to see Beth mm-hmm. and his relationship like that was a little bit different and difficult for me.
Very different
to
dynamic.
Watch.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're always so communicative and very mm-hmm. much like they pick up where each other leaves off. And this is where we see a struggle. And I feel like a lot of, I mean, I haven't been in this place in my life yet, but I feel like a lot of relationships when they're about to have a baby is when
the strain,
yeah. the yes. strain and the mm-hmm. test of like what we know each other as humans, but what are we going to be like in like partners, but what are we going to be like as parents mm-hmm. together? So, and to see Rebecca come into there mm-hmm. and like.
That was a beautiful moment. My yes. goodness. I mean, just even her line about every happy moment she has now is going to have, you know, it's going to be a little sad. Man, mm-hmm. I think we all can relate to that in some way from loss.
I literally went on such a roller coaster of my tears. I went from mm-hmm. like so happy and happy tears for them to have this baby, mm. then to like the sad tears to then laughing because of her name. Like, this is us got me all tore up.
Mm. As all they do.
But it's, I don't know. I Aaliyah in the chat was saying before we came on that she liked this episode. It wasn't her favorite, but she liked it. And yeah. I think now that I'm thinking about mm-hmm. it, there was something that wasn't quite connecting. I still loved, like, parts of the individual stories, mm-hmm. but there was something that didn't necessarily gel with me. And that's just my own mm-hmm. personal...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But aside from that, the Randall and Beth story, you're right, Candace, that this is one of the first times we've seen them kind of be at a place where it's not so comfortable
mm-hmm.
and them having to tiptoe around each other because there's this mm-hmm. panic attack or breakdown that Randall had that they don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I like where we see them now mm-hmm. because they've gotten past that.
Yeah.
But it'll be helpful to see them have more of those moments because then we see what led them to become the mm-hmm. tight-knit
yeah.
couple that they are now.
Which we also did get some clues more. We've always wanted to know more and more about Beth. Did anyone catch on that one little line where she was talking to Rebecca over the phone mm-hmm. saying, yeah, no, it's been a tough couple of months. My mom will be here when she's yes. over the flu.
Yeah.
But like, that seems to be very indicative of her and her mother's relationship, regardless of the fact that we haven't met her mother.
Right.
It seems
her
like there's a very
mystery.
Strained relationship mm-hmm. for them. The fact that her mother wasn't there during the birth, didn't seem like she was coming at all. Mm-hmm. Like, I wonder how that's going to play into the relationship as well, because it seems like that was a lot of pressure to be putting on her. Not only are you pregnant, but your husband just had a mental breakdown. Your mother is not coming. Like, I couldn't imagine being thrown into that and how she covers it with so much grace and like becoming the matriarch that we see her as mm-hmm. now. Mm. It's nice to see that messiness yeah. of Beth, because we don't see it a lot.
Yeah. That's it's going to be great to see them fill those holes with her mm-hmm. family and her background. 100%. Yeah.
I was hoping that we were going to get to see her mom. Mm. Like, I thought her mom was going to yeah. get better and then we'd see her come in at the last minute, but we didn't get that. So we're still holding out. For Beth's mom.
Holding out for you, Beth's mom. And, we're holding out for you.
And also, when she said it's been a rough couple of months, I thought that had something to do with Beth's father dying. Mm-hmm. Because her father, oh, yeah. I believe, passed from cancer. And so I thought she was referring to that. It right. didn't click to me that they were right. talking about Randall
yeah.
in that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. As for going back, you did make a good point on the, like, when it wasn't gelling with you for this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, there were a couple moments where I was like, this doesn't feel like this is us that I'm used to mm-hmm. because I loved Randall does such a great job of playing down like his age. Like, Sterling K. Brown does a great job. Is like, when they shave him, he looks so much younger. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He looks the part of, like, what a new dad would look like.
Right.
Now, when I see the two other actors, mm-hmm. I almost feel like they're playing their 20s mm-hmm. versus it being fluid. And maybe yeah. that's where it was gelling and wasn't gelling.
Wasn't
maybe
this the first time, too, they went to, like, the 20s? We've either seen them as kids or at that 30s. Extreme or their 30s. Right. So I think it's hard to fill that gap, too, because we even mentioned that about Rebecca, that Rebecca's appearance looked not quite, like, it didn't quite match up with what
the
she looks like.
Difference.
Yeah, she looks so much older.
Well, technically, that would make sense. Certainly. What age in the 20s would it be?
What do you mean?
How old were
they? Would have been 26.
26 at mm-hmm. this time point? We're trying to find out the age timeline here because right.
yeah,
they're
the
37
math is
now.
Different.
The math is all off because this would have been in 2007 because if you're looking or right. around that, because if you're looking at Biden and Obama from the first round mm-hmm. and it was October, that means it was before the election in November for the 08.
Wait, no. Or the calendar said October 2008.
It did. So,
I think about
so it would have been 2 weeks before Obama got elected then,
elected.
Essentially. So it was okay. 2008.
Okay.
Yes.
But
yeah.
still, that would
it
make
still
them
doesn't
8 years.
Up.
No.
Because they were 17 mm-hmm. when Jack died. And that was
yeah.
in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
Then, no, that would have been 97.
97, yeah, because we know in 1990 they were 10.
Sorry, guys, we're
it's
all
so,
up
we're,
in the numbers, but it's
it
just
out.
Like trying to figure out the timeline because yeah. we did see, I mean, the reason why I think we started talking about the timeline was the fact that Miguel messaged, messaged Rebecca. And 2008 makes sense because that's right when Facebook was hitting where mm-hmm. it was out of college students.
Right.
Because college students were the only ones that could get in between 2006, 2007. 2008 was when they opened up to general public without a .edu email address.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. I thought for some reason, I felt like I had it in high school. But
oh, my gosh. Yeah, I feel like Facebook. Woo. What yeah. happened to time?
But her messaging. So we didn't even know when Miguel came into play. I think we all assumed that it happened right after Jack's death. But it seems not.
Ooh, we've actually got,
mm-hmm. we got
some
lots.
People in the chat. Kay,
siblings are 28.
Kay, thank you so much.
You guys
she's
are
saying
awesome.
That Jack died in 1998. The episode was 2008.
Yeah, I agreed.
The siblings are 28 and now in present day 37. So at least now we know that when we jump back in this episode, they were 28.
Mm-hmm. 28, which still makes sense. But again, like they're playing 37 and then they're trying to play 28. That's a big...
I do think that Justin looked... younger. I don't know if it was like
I didn't like the way
makeup.
They put on Chrissy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I just didn't.
You didn't like the bangs?
No. Was that supposed
and
to
I
make her look younger?
I didn't think that Kevin looked
it.
Any different. Honestly, I thought he was the only character that looked exactly the same.
Like, for some reason, he looked slimmer to me.
Huh. How did he make himself slimmer between last episode?
I don't know.
Maybe it was like his body carriage. I don't know. He did. Yeah. He was just a little more
he
like slumped, you know?
Like smoother? I don't know.
I don't know.
But
yeah.
He looked different
but,
to me.
But I know what you're saying about not sitting right either. It felt a little bit odd the entire episode. But I mean, you know, they're trying to fill holes and... I don't know. Yeah, I felt like this was a different type of episode, apart from the hospital scene, you know, obviously with Rebecca and Randall.
Beautiful.
But apart from that, it didn't feel like a traditional This Is Us episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There wasn't that wow moment, but that hospital flashback and current was pretty powerful.
I think maybe the Halloween special element of it. I think they were really trying to play up the Halloween part, maybe.
I will.
And then they tried to plug in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to plug in the 20s to make it fit. But the only things that made sense to me were Halloween and the Randall Rebecca storyline.
Mm-hmm.
The 20s with the other two kind of felt like
it
they
felt
were just
lost.
Trying to like.
It felt lost
put
a little bit.
It, yes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was the intention because at the end of the episode, remember Rebecca's talking to Tess, baby Tess.
Yes.
And
about
she's
it,
saying
the middle,
middle
being lost.
So maybe that was the intention.
Mm, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, these writers are fantastic, so maybe that was their whole intention.
About, about them being lost, I can see that. And a lot of us have felt, we can all relate to that. Our 20s, we've felt very lost.
Definitely.
I don't know, one
I'm
person
still there.
Is...
Yeah.
Right.
I'll let you guys know when I make it through the thick.
Yeah.
But, but I did like Kate's wig, is what Aaliyah is saying.
Huh.
All right. Okay. Okay. But that's but also, if we're talking about Rebecca, I'm sorry, She did not age that much in 9 years.
Right.
That's They're making her look significantly older in the ones that we're seeing her. She's got the gray wig, a lot of wrinkles, which made sense to me because that's all I've ever seen her. But then this one, I'm like, there's no wrinkles. Her hair looks normal. She looks like Mandy Moore, and they just aged her by about 5 years. The gap was a little tricky,
yeah. They definitely, it was a trickier gap.
Like, do you age that much in 9 years?
Oh, now I see what you're saying, because you were Miguel asking what we were watching.
Miguel aged her.
And I was thinking you were asking about older Rebecca.
I'm talking about middle Rebecca, the one where Tess is born, the older Rebecca. Right. I'm like, you wouldn't age that much in 9 years to look like a really significantly older grandmother to
I don't know. There's stresses that come in people's lives.
That's what I was saying. Maybe Miguel stressed her out.
Oh, Lord. I don't know. I'm still not sold. Yeah, on Miguel. Yeah. I mean, I get that it might start off as a friendship.
Well, and but again, having just learned what she said in the hospital about beginnings, they were tapping into now what was the beginning of Rebecca and Miguel, because we are wondering when did that start. So now starting that, you know, where it all began.
Oh, okay. Kay says that Rebecca was 58 in this episode.
She looked real good for 58.
Yeah, she did not look 58. Woo!
And that's interesting. And then she was alone, quote unquote, mm-hmm. this period of time between Jack's death and when
I figured so, because when she showed up solo, I was like, I don't think I felt that way. Like I thought Miguel had not entered the picture yet, so I was wondering how they're going to tie that together, because I feel like Miguel would have been there. Yeah. The other time she's come, Miguel's been with her. So
questions that are open.
There's so many, but I get it though. At that point in your life, when you've been missing your husband for that long of amount of time, that's 10 years, and you're at that stage in your life, don't you want it? You want to share it with someone? Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was still very young when Jack died,
right?
Well, very young.
We
see
48. No,
younger than that.
Okay, I'm done with the math.
Yeah, We're done with math. Either way, we'll figure out all the math for you guys later. But either way, I mean, she's been without him. If they're 28 now, that's 11 years. They were 17 when he died.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just those moments.
I just think it's sweet because she was typing. It's like she was saying, "I'm hanging in there," but then she deleted it. It's like she wanted to.
Don't we all do that? Yeah. I know I do that five times before I send a text message.
I know,
but
I'm
screenshotting it, sending to my best friend.
I don't know. I'm rooting for them a little bit, because I just feel like you said, she was alone for a long time, and you know, you want that romance. You know?
Well, we did from the beginning of this season. I'm still not on Team Miguel yet.
Okay,
but even Miguel did say, or the actor that played Miguel. I'm blanking on his
name.
Thank you. John was talking at like the upfronts or the red carpets that you're going to figure out a little bit more about Miguel and why he's not the bad guy, why he is a lot more lovable, blah, blah, blah.
So, I will say that he wrote in the message that he's in Houston. So that'll be something to break down.
You're right.
That'll be something to break down, like how he went to Houston, why he went, you know, could it be for work? Could it, you know.
Who knows? There's a lot of questions, a lot more questions that were opened up, which I do like, as much as they're frustrating numbers-wise. I do like it a lot more than
numbers are
going
to haunt us.
Right, I'm just going to be like, number, number, number. Rather than just having Jack's death hang over us. It's nice to have other open-ended questions now to, like, take our mind off of, like,
they're very creative with the story. Yes.
And then it still continues to push the story forward.
Yeah. We got to see a little bit more of Kevin and Kate's relationship.
Ooh, that honesty, that yeah. I mean, even when they were kids and he gave all of his candy just to have the little one hold their hand. I mean, but their dynamic is so palpable. Oh, I bet I just would love to. I wonder if we have any twins on our chat that can talk about that.
You know, just that connection. I live with twins.
Do you? Yeah, I mean, I bet just that innate.
They do have a very, like, when one moves, the other moves kind of thing. Not all the time. They're very different people. Very, very different. But they do, you know, have that connection.
Well, it's like a cut the crap kind of thing. Like, they can't lie to each other, which is what I love, that moment where she's like, he's married. And and then Kevin's like, well, I haven't had an audition in like a year. You know, the honesty.
Here, you need more.
Bleeding. Yeah.
Take more. But I will say, I've always pictured them as a two and a one. But this episode was very significantly two versus one. It was never three.
No.
Always two and one.
Yep.
And that really sucks for Randall.
And even when you consider the fact that it's, as far as I understand it, Kate was still in Pittsburgh at this time.
Yes,
she was. And Randall was in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at this time?
I think he's closer to New York. I think that house is the same house that they've always been in.
Right.
So it would be right outside of New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's the same house, too.
Yeah, yeah. Because so I think he has the same work. Job. So, yeah.
I just also want to ask, does anybody know if that's the same set or house inside that they use for Seventh Heaven? It's been bugging me since last season.
I just want
somebody, because it looks the same. Okay, I just had to get that out. It's been on my mind for the past however many, 19 episodes. So I'm done.
We'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out for you. We'll put on our sleuthing glasses and find out for you. I'm sure that, like, you guys are awesome up in the chat, not going to lie. New Jersey, I swear, they have all the answers that we have questions.
I love it. Get that research on.
Kay has the inside scoop.
Oh.
So we appreciate you for being in the chat and answering these questions for us. Oh, it's not the same.
Let's bring Kay on as a guest.
It looks the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can sleep now. Thank you, everyone, for making sure that you have rest tonight.
Oh, sorry.
It's Halloween, guys. We're all up. I literally had a giggle fit earlier.
So Jazz is saying in the chat that it was hard seeing Kate eating the food in her car. And I kind of, like, can... Mm. What is the word I'm looking for? I can understand that. Like,
empathize?
There you go. Mm-hmm. Not even empathize. I do it.
Relate to it?
Yeah, yes. I can relate
so wait, to that. Talk a little bit more.
So when she was sitting outside of the house and she, you know, was looking sad, she was eating in her car. And I've had those moments where it's just like, you just want to be by yourself and to yourself, and you want to console yourself with food. So
I'm doing that tonight, McDonald's parking lot.
So that was...
Chick-fil-A.
That was very true.
My always go-to.
That was very true.
Right. Yeah, sure, I love that. Sure. But I love that he called her out on it, though.
Yeah. Yes, and again, that's that twin nature that they just cut the crap. Yeah. He knows exactly what she's thinking. She knows what he's thinking, you know.
And Kay up there said she writes on the show. So, Kay, we love you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That's amazing. We'd love to have you on the show if you'd ever want to join us on the panel. Please. Just telling you. You're more than welcome. But there was another point that I was going to make, and I can't.
About Kevin?
Yeah.
I'll fill in while you're thinking.
Mm-hmm. Please.
I didn't realize that he was a hair washer.
Oh, in between, yes. Like a little shampooer.
Most people, shampooer, thank you.
Shampooer, is that a thing?
Like he shampoos. Can we talk about how relaxing that is?
Yeah. But because a lot of times, as far as I understand it, I'm not an aspiring actor or anything, but a lot of times there are like waitressing jobs, you know,
retail,
working at Starbucks, you know, things like that. So it's interesting to see that he didn't take that route.
The traditional
route. Catering or something like that.
But I'm also very curious as to why that was the job he took, if it was up to him and his option. Because I feel like it might have been something along the lines of that was probably the only job he could find.
Interesting.
And the reason why I'm
pretty,
saying
it kind
that,
of goes into that pretty boy thing.
The reason why I'm saying that is because the girl that was getting her hair washed, she was like, Kevin, eventually you're going to get signed up for hairdressing, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, because typically when you're washing hair, correct me if I'm wrong, people, is because you're working your way up to become a hairdresser. So you do that, then you become an assistant, then you become a hairdresser. But he doesn't want to do that. And also, after his altercation with the, was it a director or producer?
Is he a producer or director?
I think it was the executive producer or something. But the fact that he had that altercation, I feel like that was very much Kevin at age 28, and he probably couldn't find another job.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he seems very much like, look at me.
Do you see what she wrote? Fun fact, that was Sterling's pitch. He did that early on his career. We're talking about hair.
Really?
We're talking about shampooing, right?
That's what? A thing?
Yes, Kay.
I didn't know that that was a thing. I thought it was only
By the way, Kay, that's my middle name, so we're like this. Yes.
That's great.
Oh, my God. I honestly didn't think that that was a thing. I thought that was just if you wanted to become a hairdresser.
I'm
going to
apply. I'm going to start applying tomorrow for a shampooing job.
See, and I learned something new.
What I love about that also is that's the kind of job where you can just unload on people.
Because you're talking all the time.
You can have that communication. You don't have that same thing if you're... I mean, maybe if you're a barista at Starbucks.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. I've made friends with my...
You develop a rapport.
She's very nice.
Yeah. But I feel like that's the type of thing where you can just talk away.
Right.
Yep. Until
Talk about networking and connection. Stop complaining.
Stop whining.
Yeah.
See, that's why I work here, because I just get to talk. So it's fun.
Yeah. It works out.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I had no idea. But thank you for
that,
Kay. That's
a cool.
That
was awesome.
Kay, you are like full of all the little tidbits and knowledge. We love you.
Amazing.
But the other part was, since we're on the topic of Kevin, that party just.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
I
luckily have never come across people like this since I've been here. Thank God for that. Mm-hmm. But like,
I agree. This emoji.
Yes. Amen. But it just shows his true character.
Yep. Which is really sad, because as we are seeing in the industry, stuff can spread and it can be under
very quickly
under the table. I'm messing up on what I'm.
No, we know what you're saying. One, reputation is everything. Yeah. So I loved that response too. That he's like, "You'll never be in anything of mine again." You know, and it can be just like that. But that was 20s, Kevin. I wonder. I don't feel. I mean, do you feel like he's like that now? I mean, I feel like he. I think that just snapped him into a place of, you know, oh crap. Like, yeah, I'm sinking to a whole new low level right now.
I mean, what he said was just completely appalling.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I don't care whether it's an acting job or any type of job for that matter, or anything in life.
But it showed his immaturity, because I feel like a lot of new actors do that. It's the like, oh, I'm hot stuff and let me read. You know, I've seen that firsthand from people.
Of course.
So I think it was just like a newbie thing, you know?
I don't know, though, to be honest, because I don't think it has to do with acting per se. I think it has to do with the type of person and insecurity that we've talked about completely.
With
Kevin, I think that it has to do with his complete insecurity, his stammering when he was talking about it, his trying to like slyly throw it in and be like, I'm trying to be politically correct here, but why did you pick him over me? And it just showed a whole nother level of what I think we already expected from Kevin at that age.
Yes, I think exactly. That's what I'm saying. I feel like that age is. Yes.
I don't know. But at 28 and you're still acting like that?
Yeah.
I've seen it so often. It's just like, it's sad. But they touched on a reality in Hollywood. That's how a lot of young actors are.
It's like, not me?
Do you see that now, though, in the 37 version of him?
I don't think so. I do think he's learned from that. Mm-hmm. And I think it might be where he's thinking it, but he just doesn't verbalize it.
Sure.
I think also, if we think back last season when he had the stint on Broadway, I think he got his reality check there, too. I think he's constantly gotten reality checks. And that's probably why he's questioning himself so much still with his insecurities. Yes. Because we saw that he had this. He wasn't getting auditions for a year. He doesn't believe in himself at this point. He's throwing his friends under the bus. Then he gets to Manny and he's like, yay, I finally made it. Then he gets fired from that. Then he does Broadway and they don't want him to be doing it. And he's not good enough. They're just using him for his name. So, I mean, the guy's gone through the ringer.
Now I'm wondering, I'll be interested to see when it comes to him getting the Manny. Mm-hmm. Was it kind of going back to what you were saying, Candace, about the hair, the shampooing?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the only job that he was offered?
Yeah.
Right.
So did he take it and then he, you know, years down the road, he's like, well, this isn't challenging me. And I need something else. I need something that's going to push me as an actor.
Right. And he made a joke about the comedy improv, you know, the improv and stuff like that.
We saw him do improv at the end.
Which I think actually might be a little breadcrumb, if anything, to him getting the Manny.
Probably.
I think that was definitely a channel that they're opening up. Yeah. Is that he got into comedy and maybe we'll find out he got discovered from like the crappy improv thing, you know?
And I love that we saw Kate move out there to LA and how she got out there.
Yeah.
I wonder what she does within those years, though, because when we first meet Kate, she's literally doting on her brother at every beck and call. Well, so I wonder what she's like. She was the assistant for a while. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But what else was she doing in between 28 to like 37 or 36?
I don't know. I wonder if we'll see anything having to do with the singing. You know what I mean? Maybe there was like a little touch of it.
Maybe.
I think really, she was there to be that support system for Kevin and pushing him to get to the
And I
point.
Feel like she balances out his desperation. I feel like we've seen so much of him being desperate, you know, and he even with like the last episode or, you know, with his knee and how he's like, I don't want to, you know, I don't want one more thing to get. He just has this like desperate mentality. I mean, I guess don't we all as like performers, but
that actually,
it's next level.
That actually echoes what Aaliyah and Jazz are saying in the chat, that it was his desperation.
Yeah, girls.
To have that communication.
That's
with
true.
Brett.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. because he wants it so badly.
Absolutely.
He's willing to throw his friend under, like, his friend. It's not like some guy you meet at an audition and you've seen each other a few times. Y'all are living together.
It's a desperate
rabbit
hole.
Oh, no, not anymore.
Right?
After that sour note on the headshot.
Yeah, what happened on the headshot? I didn't read it.
Said you can find another place to not pay rent.
Okay. I couldn't read it fast enough.
F you, loser. Yeah. Find somebody else to pay your rent or something like that.
Yes, or something like that. Something like that.
I couldn't make out what was on there. Wow. Oof.
But then was he still living there when Kate showed up? Oh, hi, Jazz. Sorry. He's a guy. Okay. That was just a side note.
Sorry. Sup, Jazz.
But I'm wondering if Kevin was living at the same place, because it looks like he was in the... I'm going too far into it.
Yeah, we are. But we are really dissecting this episode, guys.
We are.
I loved that we had more of the availability to do that with this one, because there were so many, like... There was just, like, it wasn't
It
so
felt
many
like there were a lot of holes, maybe, and maybe that's what we're
questions.
Trying to fill. Yeah, questions.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
I do think, going back to what we were saying earlier, I do think that now that we're talking about it, I do kind of think what I'm feeling and maybe what we're all feeling was kind of intentional. Mm. Like, we're supposed to feel, like...
A little off.
Off and, you know, so, if that's the intention,
touché.
Good job.
Touché.
But...
Good stuff.
I do want to say, we were talking about wigs a little bit earlier. I personally enjoyed Randall's MJ wig.
Yes, oh my God.
Me too.
It was so good.
And that was during the bad era, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So that was after Thriller.
I mean, there's a couple other celebrities that did MJ this year that were like amazing.
Really?
Just saying.
I missed it.
I missed it too.
Kourtney Kardashian.
Really?
I'm sorry, I'm not like, we're going to... I just had to throw that in there. She
was
going to
say,
MJ.
I think Sonny and Cher happened this year, too.
A lot of Sonny and Cher's this year and MJ's. Mm. But they shot this, like, how long ago?
Right.
I know, right? At least a month, you would think. More than that, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I loved the costumes. I thought they were great.
And I do like that Kate was like, at first she was going to be a vet. And she was like, no, that's not cute enough.
Because
I'm trying to impress a boy. Yes. So let me think. Oh, Sandy, but not tough Sandy.
Sandy, which I
appreciated.
Right?
I appreciated, like, 10 years old, she didn't want to be the leather wearing.
Everyone picks
smoking.
Tough Sandy. I
she
like
wanted
she
to be
this,
pretty
this
Sandy. But, precious. I mean, I wonder... Poor girl, she doesn't have a really good... I mean, we haven't seen any other relationships other than the fact that she slept with a married man. Mm. And then now with Toby. I feel like Kevin almost crippled her by helping her out. And it's almost like everyone is looking out for her and Randall. Everybody's babying each of them.
That is exactly...
And maybe that's why Kevin has more of the desperation, because no one ever stood up
for
him.
I was thinking the exact same thing. We see... He's like the middle child, essentially. You know?
Essentially, yeah.
So we're seeing a little bit
because
of that middle child syndrome.
Rebecca takes care of Randall.
Yes.
And we see that all the way through the whole series.
Yes, we do.
And
Jack and Kate are inseparable.
Jack and Kate and like her upset over his passing and everything like that. But also, Kevin takes care of Kate. Mm-hmm. And I think he almost over-assumed it whenever Dad died, too.
Oh, filling in that hole.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And like, it just... I feel like she really got crippled all the way through up until now.
Yeah.
And you even see that with Rebecca and Jack confronting each other about their parenting for the other kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin was not once mentioned.
I picked up on that, too.
Wow.
Yep.
That's real.
Middle child syndrome.
Maybe that's why he wants to fight so much to be an actor and to be seen, is because no one else is seeing him.
Attention deficit.
Oh, yeah, I think that definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And he wanted Sophie to see him, so that's why he did the play. And then he realized, oh, I can get attention.
Right, right.
Look at me.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many more times we'll see that Kevin kind of protecting Kate in that way.
And people's decisions to overprotect her are affecting her adulthood and the decision she's making.
Yeah.
You know.
She even says that, though, when she confronts Rebecca a couple episodes ago.
Or even in that, what episode was that? One of the first couple episodes, I believe, of this season, where she basically tells both Kevin and Toby, like, stop it. Let me do me.
Right.
Let me take care of me. Y'all go do whatever, but I'm a, you know, don't follow me. I remember that part.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Don't follow me. Don't do it.
But strong woman.
Her sleeping with a married man. I understand, kind of. Not that I support it. I've said this on another after show. Yeah. That is not something I support. But I can understand if you're at a certain point in your life where you just want something, like some kind of affection, some kind of attention even. Mm-hmm. And you'll give it to somebody knowing something is not so good about them.
Yeah.
You'll just be like, well, they're a comfort for tonight. Yeah. I'm not necessarily going to see them tomorrow.
Oh, boy. But... Ooh. And it's, another parallel to just desperation in her. I mean, there's just, like, desperation.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know, guys. There is a lot of open-ended questions. I'm excited to see where they fill.
Yeah.
But I feel like this whole episode has been predictions. So do we have any news?
Yes. We do have a little bit of news.
Never gets old.
So, actually, we have some happy news. We're going to say congratulations to Justin Hartley.
I know.
And Chrishell Staus, I believe, is her... How do you pronounce her name?
Yes.
They got married over the weekend.
Such a beautiful picture. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So beautiful. Both
I think,
of them.
I think they said the story in People will come out on Friday.
Good. Yay. Perfect. So, I have to get that.
But yeah, there are some, like, exclusive photos. And then I think even Pop Sugar or somebody else had... some photos that they look like they snuck through bushes for.
Well, and they said that the cast was there too, so that's adorable.
Yay. That's so nice. Well, congratulations to them.
And Mandy Moore also had, I can't remember where her article was. I watched a video or read an article about her engagement.
People,
and
right?
Everything in People. Couple, that was it. And then she also talked about her brother and her mom, which I don't know if you guys read about that, where she was talking about her mother. Came out and her brother came out at the same time or like around the same time. I don't want to misquote that, but she was talking about that and like just love in general. So it was talking about her relationship and then like that. Mm-hmm. So I just found that just amazing.
Yeah.
For her openness, because I haven't really read a lot of her interviews. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of her interviews, but never really anything that delved that deep.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
About personal relationships, right. Which I completely respect when it comes to actors and wanting to keep the privacy. So it was just really refreshing to like be able to see something a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah.
For her. But yeah, congratulations on that engagement. All of them are getting married and engaged.
Or finding love.
Exciting.
I did see another story today, however, that, and I don't know how the writers of This Is Us keeps doing this, but they actually swapped out. In the episode, we heard that Zeke was invited to or got to into the Christian Bale movie.
Yes.
But it was actually, according to what I read, supposed to be Kevin Spacey's movie. So, like, timing-wise, I don't know who... Y'all might have a psychic or something in that writer's room. Because they're... The Kardashians, there was something else. Now that... So
I'm keeping my mouth shut on that whole topic.
It was, and it was just the name. It wasn't even like what I read. It just said the name.
It's crazy the timing.
That's pretty
cool. That was interesting. So
okay, sis. Oh gosh.
Yep, yeah, Jazz. They changed it from Kevin Spacey. That's what I read.
It's crazy timing wise.
So it'll be interesting to see what the writers have in store next.
Or even, isn't it fascinating that, like, this isn't the only show I've noticed that a lot of shows end up being, they always say that art is a reflection of life.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's so true because these shows are shot very well in advance.
Right.
They shoot everything well in advance. They write everything well in advance. So the fact that a lot of times art literally imitates life and it's released at the perfect timing and they didn't even mean to be, it's just... synchronicity at its finest.
And I think Kay was saying that you write and or film 2 months ahead. I saw you mention in the chat, Kay, 2 months. Fact. I just wanted to see if that's what you were referring to.
That sounds about right. I feel like that buffer seems about right for shows.
Well, TV, I'm sure, runs a lot differently nowadays than it did when you were having multicams and you could just spit them out really quick, which there are very few multicams that are out there anymore that I know of. I don't even know if there are any.
Yeah, I was going to say network TV.
Yeah, so you'd have to shoot it really far in advance.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's, man, that talk about a bullet dodge right there. Right?
Okay, some more news from Kay. They're currently writing episode 13 and shooting episode 11.
And we just saw
episode 6. Wow.
So
months. Nice.
Episode 15. Okay, so Kay, since you're in there, I do have a question to ask. So last year, the season one was separated by a little bit of a hiatus.
Mm.
Are mm-hmm. we going to have that this year? Oh, so season. Yeah.
Oh, mid-season finale, Aaliyah's.
Oh, there's a delay in chat, so I apologize, guys. I'm asking ahead of time, so we'll wait.
Yeah, I wonder what that time breakdown is, though. So it's how many? There are 5 episodes ahead of us than where we are now?
Yeah. They're shooting 11.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's, just for one day, I would love to sit in the writer's room. Just right. to see how you come up with the plot lines.
And the intricacy. Right. Because I know that a lot of times shows have the full-on Bible of having to have the backstory of every single person and making it work.
And there's so many stories. I mean, you're correlating different timelines, different stories. I mean, wow. I mean, that you're right.
So we are having mid-season finale is going to be episode 10.
Mm. Okay, so 4 then more episodes.
We have 4 more episodes, and then we'll have a break for however long.
Which will
long.
Take it for, like, probably November, like, Thanksgiving.
Right before Christmas. Thanksgiving, Christmas.
It's so nice having you in the chat, Kay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We love it.
Kay, please stay.
just stay with us, please.
No, it's so exciting to get the inside scoop. That's what the fans want to hear. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, guys, we still have a couple hours left. Well, I'm sorry, on the West Coast, we have 1 hour left of Halloween. Any plans for the rest of the evening? Nope. Gonna go trick-or-treating with Randall's map?
Aww.
Oh my god,
that was so cute.
That was adorable.
It was, and I think
But did you ever do that, like scope out the houses that gave the full candy bars and such?
No.
I did. I was on that. I relate with
you're Randall.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I am hitting up the full candy bars, even though I was allergic to, I'm still allergic to dairy, so I had to sit on my carpet and switch candy with my siblings. So that was real fun. But then there was a house that did give away pennies. And it's funny he brought up the pennies. Yes, I wrote that in my notes.
But why give a penny? What is a penny going
to
do?
It was just, I don't know. I think it was like the family that wanted to like not give out candy, or maybe they're rebelling. But it was like, it's an interesting thing. He said pennies. I was like, oh my gosh, there was a house near me in Portland, Oregon. They gave away pennies.
Guys, that's don't be lame cool. and give away pennies.
Or toothbrushes.
Or toothbrushes.
There was also a house that gave away dollars, and that was really popular.
Oh, like
dollar
I would have been at that one.
Mm-hmm. That was popular.
Yeah, I go to that one. Dollar, yeah.
Yeah.
But what was, we even mentioned it too, is the kids got to run around, and he was like, just stay within where I can see you. That would never happen nowadays.
Not at all.
My mom used to go drop me off in a cul-de-sac and was like, I'll see you in a couple of hours, because we were from such a small town that like could walk home and it was fine.
Sure.
I wasn't a big trick-or-treater.
I never ate the candy. Okay. Like I just liked going trick-or-treating.
I would have to go to church. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's
just, on Halloween day?
Yeah. Okay. But it was like Holyween or something like that.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
I like that. Favorite Halloween costume before we wrap it up that you've ever had?
Katniss Everdeen.
Ooh.
And I'm an archer, so it was kind of a perfect thing.
My ears today.
Yay!
I didn't
If you
really
can't see her, she looks incredible. If you're just
I'm wearing cat ears that you can get on Amazon for like $2.
They're cute. Bedazzled.
How about you, pretty girl?
I believe I did Hermione Granger one year.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
I'm such a Harry Potter nerd. It's not even funny, guys.
Up top.
Yes.
But I'm actually Ravenclaw. I'm not a Gryffindor, but
I'm Ravenclaw,
okay.
too.
See?
We're both
ones. I was totally Hermione Granger. That was my favorite.
Yeah.
I didn't have the cool outfits like Randall and Kevin and Kate. I didn't get to be...
We didn't even talk about the fact that Kevin wanted to be a bum with a cigar.
That was
and that at first, amazing. As far as I understand it, that wasn't his first year doing that.
That I loved that banter. That
just
was so witty.
Don't wash the costume every year, and it gets more and more authentic.
Oh no!
Put that baby in a box.
How many years did he go with
so
that?
Much tonight.
Oh my gosh! You're snorting it up.
Part of me wants to see like 15-16-year-old Kevin still being a bum.
Oh yes, they have to bring that back. Kay, tell everybody.
Like
bring
grown
it back.
Into his, out of in his clothes, bum. Like he has holes in his pants,
right. And they're ruffled on the end, yeah, or, like, scattered or whatever.
Part of
16-year-old version.
Part of me, but I feel like he probably thought he was too cool at 15 to do that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Dad, I'm too cool for this.
Yeah.
He is a great dad. Let me just go play with my friends.
Yeah. We should hear what everybody, we should have our people in our chat throw out some
Yeah,
fun
you guys,
Halloween.
Give us your favorite Halloween costumes that you guys have had in the past. And I think that wraps it up for the This Is Us Halloween special. Was there...
feel like we hit everything right. I was going to say
no official predictions because I don't have any. I just like watching the show.
Yeah. I love it.
As it comes.
Me too.
I don't try to get ahead of it because there's always going to be something that takes us in a different direction.
Yeah. Right? And we did a great job of like trying to do our predictions throughout the whole episode, mm-hmm. I think, with all the holes that were opened. So
there was a lot.
Yeah. If you guys have any predictions or any timelines that you can help us figure out, I know Kay has been so helpful in there with all the ages and the different mm-hmm. times. But
thank you.
Yes, we really appreciate you.
I'm applauding you in here.
So from all of us, again, happy Halloween. Have a very safe evening, and we will be seeing you next week. Thank you so much again. My name is Candace Cruz. You can find me on all of my social media at Candace R. Cruz.
And I'm Erica Shannon. Sorry, I was just saying thank you to everybody in the chat. You can find me on Twitter. Keep the conversation going at Miss Airy Baby.
Amazing. We'll have a thriller of a night. Ba-dum-boom. I'm Becky Sotero with all the puns. At Becky Sotero on all social media. Thank you for having me again, guys.
Yeah, yay. We love her. She's woo. Always going to come on whenever we're missing some time.
Started with the joke, ended with the joke. I mean, just wove it together. How better can you get?
This is all us. This is us. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.